B'tachin for Life, Shir 702, Monday, Parshas Pinchas. We are explaining how to analyze the pasuk Oymer LaHashem Machziyum Tzudasi, and we explain that you should begin in the areas that you are seeing Hatzlachin. And it seems so simple, and sometimes it seems so primitive, to try to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter in an area that you Baruch Hashem are being Matzliachin. But that is the key to feeling machzi. That is the key to feeling sheltered. And we explained that a person that Rachmana Litzlan is experiencing a tzara, a person chas v'shalom has an ill relative, how does such a person feel machzi? And that is where this concept comes in. Because you begin with an attitude of machzi in every other area in life. And to not notice the other areas is simply being an ingrate. Not to realize how much bracha you have, instead of looking at everything that your neighbor has, that you feel like you don't have, and you feel like Allah Yitzlach and Nebuch, you're in such tzaras in life. Forget about your neighbor. Focus on how much bracha you have. Take a trip to a hospital, Rachmana Litzlan, and see what's going on over there. Realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you. And yes, we're not minimizing the struggle, but we first have to put it in perspective. When a person realizes how much bracha he has and how much he's sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you say the pasuk Oymer LaHashem Machziyum Tzudasi and picture in your mind that your kidneys are working, picture in your mind that Rachmana Litzlan, a person can have a serious illness in his lungs and Baruch Hashem you could breathe in and your lungs work. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is your machse. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is your mitzuda. He's protecting you from terrible illnesses. Now, when Rachmana Litzlan, you're struggling with something, after you build a solid foundation, after you feel taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not something that happens overnight, it takes time, but the first step is to try to feel taken care of. Ignore the tzara for a moment. Focus on the goodness, and don't just be pariv about the goodness. Try to feel sheltered from the goodness. When you come into your house and you close the door and the air conditioning is working, feel sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Try to feel like a child in his parents' house. And then you will try to work on the area that you're struggling with. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, has an ill relative. Let's take that example. When you're building off a foundation of feeling sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will become much easier to feel sheltered. Are you going through it, Tzara? Nebuch, you are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in pain together with you. He's protecting you. Focus on the other areas that he's protecting you and feel the machzi. And then use that as a springboard to try to maintain the feelings of machzi even in the Eis Tzara. If you want to try to envision that Be'ezah Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom, will send the Yeshua because he's taking care of you, that's even better. But even if a person can't envision that yet, at least feel taken care of by Hashem. Just like sometimes a parent has to take a child to a medical procedure, and it's difficult for the child, but the child understands everything else that the parent is doing, and therefore they still feel protected even through the pain. That is how we should approach, Rachmana Litzlan, a difficult situation. Hashem protects us in every other area. And this is also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. And the more we feel it, the more we try to feel that Menuchas HaNefesh, Be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, will demonstrate His machzi.